We're joined on the programme now by Minister Dara Cleary, who's in the county today. Of course, Minister Cleary with the Department of Social Protection and Rural and Community Development. Good morning to you, Minister. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. Right, a busy day kicking off at 10 a.m. At the Department of Social Protection offices in Letterkenny. The purpose of that visit?
Well, look, Greg, since I took over as Minister for Social Protection in January, I've been trying to get out to all of our offices. We have 250 colleagues in Letterkenny who are absolutely essential to payments right around the country, to families right around the country, and just want to meet them and acknowledge their very, very hard work. We also have a big presence in Buncrana, and I will be getting to there later in the summer. And secondly, Greg, Letterkenny is going to be at the heart of My Future Fund, which is our new auto-enrollment retirement savings system, which will come into effect in January next year. And the supervisory body for My Future Fund, NYARSA, will be based out of Letterkenny. As you're probably aware, TCS Consultancy, who employ 1,400 people in Letterkenny, are doing a lot of the design work on My Future Fund. So it's a chance to say hello to colleagues in the department, to thank them for their extraordinary work. They are responsible for about 1.3 billion euro worth of payments in 2024. They work really, really hard. And also to look at the work that's underway for the establishment of NYARSA and My Future Fund. So Letterkenny is a very, very important part of my department's operation. I'm delighted to be here to acknowledge that today.
Yeah, how locked in is January for that future fund to be launched?
It's very locked in. We are currently recruiting some key personnel for NYARSA. We, TCS, have been working very hard. We delayed it. It was due to go live in September, but we got feedback and we're doing a lot of work. We've had over 7,000 people have participated in webinars. We've been dealing with payroll providers, Greg, right around the country. And some of the feedback we got from payroll providers who are going to be essential to this is that making changes in September and then making further changes in December as a consequence of whatever budget decisions were being announced was too much. So we've consolidated all into one change that will take effect from January. We are the only country in the OECD without some sort of auto-enrollment system. It's about providing pension coverage for the years ahead. So it's essential that we start it. I'm determined that it will start in January.
All right, we shall see. Later, you're going to be a guest at the Letterkenny Chamber President's Lunch. And, you know, a lot of the issues you will hear are perhaps going to be obvious. You know, investment in the regions, perhaps even, you know, positive discrimination towards the likes of Donegal. Access, we are still awaiting progress. Well, that's actually unfair to say. Progress is being made in relation to the TEN-T projects up here, but it appears to be slow. You know, these are the kind of issues that you're going to hear. They'll want to know, you know, what can this government do for Donegal to, you know, support and the business community, which is vibrant, thankfully, but also to enhance the area into the future.
Well, look, Greg, it's the 60th anniversary launch, and I'm really delighted to be going. In my previous life, before I entered politics, I worked for the Chambers of Commerce of Ireland, so I would have had a lot of connection with Letterkenny Chamber over the years from a work point of view. So I'm really, really excited to be joining the Chamber today to acknowledge their role. I think everybody would agree Letterkenny has been transformed in that 60 years, and the Chamber over the years has played a key role in that transformation and continues to do so. As Minister of State from Enterprise in the last government, I would have worked closely with the Northwest Regional Enterprise Plan, chaired by Seamus Hughes, and they gave us a really good presentation last year on infrastructure. And I have, you know, been working with Minister Jack Chambers in recent weeks in relation to regional infrastructure as Minister for Community and Rural Development, Agatha Gaelta. We have prioritised in government the A5 and through the Shared Island Initiative, and we're looking at other ways to enhance the regional economy. But you also have to say Letterkenny is in a very strong position at the moment. You know, when you look at TCS, 1,400 people there. There are other very substantial companies, Irish and multinational, based in Letterkenny. Leo Employment, local employment office in Donegal, supported 170 extra jobs in 2024. But, you know, you're absolutely right. We are committed, and I'm committed, and working with colleagues in Donegal to improving regional infrastructure, to building it and making it more accessible. And we continue to work with the Chamber and all of the bodies in Donegal in doing that.
Okay, Minister Dara Cleary, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.